Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Duke, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Mike McCarthy's going to call the plays. Dak threw the most interceptions last year of anybody, you know, missing, what, five games, I believe it was, Baldy. And now you don't have Ezekiel Elliott, who you've said on this podcast time and time again, great, just like you just talked about Dalvin, at picking up blitzes, blocking, protection, which is a big part of the running back position. I don't know, you know, I'm not knocking it. Pollard, I think Pollard is more explosive right now than Zeke was, and this makes sense. But what sense would it make for the Cowboys to bring him back only just, you know, for a cheaper cost and just because of what he is in the locker room, even if they're really entertaining that? And I don't know if they are, but that's the rumor that's out there.
Well, I think it's a strong rumor. I really do. I believe there's legs to this rumor. And here's why. Like, look, Tony Pollard's making north of $10 million, and so is he. They can't pay two guys at that position. You can play a backup quarterback if you're possibly, but you can't. It's hard to pay two wide receivers,
right,
elite money right now. So that's that. Now, could Zeke take a lower pay structure and make it up in incentives? That's an option. The guy ran for 12 touchdowns last year, Carl. Like he's still a productive player. He finishes drives. You want him out there on Wednesday in practice after a tough game on Sunday or Monday night. You just want him. Like he's just one of these guys. I mean, he likes the game, and Jerry likes him a lot. And so I believe now I'm sure he's going to sit out there and see what the situation is. And if there's injuries, training camp, whatever, even to start the season, I mean, Zeke could come in and he could get picked up on Wednesday. He could start for you on Sunday. Like he's just, I think he could do that kind of thing. But we've seen this with the Chargers. Like they're just not going to pay some of these guys elite money. And so These running backs have got to realize that this is the economics of the game right now. Yeah. And it's not a lack of respect or anything else. It's just economics and metrics. And it's just hard. I mean, I was at the Eagles mini camp last week, and they've got a stable of running backs. They're six deep. Sirianni talked about it yesterday. Kennedy Brooks, you know, Rashad Penny, DeAndre Swift, Boston Scott, Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, yeah, they're six deep. They all can play. They're going to cut a good running back in that team. So, you know, Zeke has to realize what's in front of him. If he wants to keep playing, he's not going to make $12 million. Not going to happen. But at a lower cost and maybe incentive laden, he could become a Cowboy. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him do it because we don't know what Pollard. Tony Pollard has never touched the ball 200 times in a year ever. Memphis, Dallas, ever.
Sure.
And that's what they're going to ask him to do this year.
So, speaking of the Cowboys, I think right now, Baldy, it's Eagles, just based on roster, guys, all right? We haven't gotten to the schedule yet. Eagles, Cowboys in that division, right? And everybody else. I think the Giants probably, and then Washington. But let's talk about the Cowboys offense for a second. They add, what, Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb is there. We just talked about Pollard. What do you think about their O-line? Because how much does that factor into how Dak is going to play now with McCarthy calling the plays? We mentioned this a couple of weeks back, guys. I think Mike McCarthy said they sat down and watched every pass from Dak and all the interceptions. And he basically was asking Dak, why did you throw that? What did you do there? And they went through all of this. And that's, you know, just work in the film room. But, Baldy, what about their O-line and how important that is to the success of this offense? Because I thought they had a really good offense going into that San Francisco game, and then they didn't really do anything.
Well, they didn't score a touchdown, Carl. It's hard to win playoff games. You don't score a touchdown. They settle for field goals. It was a good game. I went back and watched that game. It was a good game for three quarters. They just couldn't finish drives. But, you know, they lost two starting tackles last year, Carl. You lose Terrence Steele, their starting right tackle. You lose Tyron Smith. You bring in Jason Peters. I mean, you're just trying to – you got a rookie in Tyler Smith. He's going – you know, left guard, left tackle. I mean, he's being juggled, but I like him a lot. He's got to cut down his penalties. But, you know, they're going to get their two starting tackles back. I don't care what team. Pick the Eagles, pick the 49ers. Give me a team, take away the two starting tackles, and let me know how your quarterback plays. Now, I'm not putting that on Dak. Dak made some fundamental errors last year. I will say this. Like, if you give me a healthy Tyron Smith, then we got to see. There's injuries that start to add and accumulate there. You give me Terrence Steele back, who was a really free agent kid out of Texas Tech, but he's gotten better every year, and I think he could be a good right tackle in the league. You give me your starting tackles back. This C.D. Lamb, like, I just broke down every catch of his last year, Carl. He had over 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. He's gotten better each succeeding year. He's gotten better. Like, he is a number one wide receiver. Like, first of all, he's as tough as Texas shoe leather. Like, I mean, like, over the middle, he'll take every hit. He gets right up. Not one of these guys that gets up slow. He gets right up. He can take a beating over the middle. Just keeps going. He can run routes. He can play outside. He can play inside. I mean, he might get 1,500 yards this year. He's just that good. And he's got great hands. Now, you add Brandon Cooks to the equation, who's got speed, consistent, you know, very consistent player. I think they get better. I think they get a chance, and I think Mike McCarthy is a very good play caller. He's had the number one offensive football in Green Bay. Like, he knows what it's supposed to look like. I think he did himself a disservice, and part of it was, look, Kellen Moore was there when he was hired. They just handed the reins to Kellen to keep calling plays. But Mike's been around this game a long time. He's, you know, he's been there with Joe Montana in Kansas City. Like, you know, he's been to San Francisco with Alex Smith. I mean, he's been all over. He's been with Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. So I think Dak is going to benefit by having Mike in his ear calling plays. And I think I think this is going to be a good football team, really good team. And they'll battle the Eagles. I think, you know, that those will be some legendary battles this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to quote Ric Flair, right? To be the man, you've got to beat the man. The man right now are the Eagles, right? The Eagles are sitting there. They said, hey, we went to the Super Bowl. We did what we needed to do. So I'm with you, though. I can't wait to those matchups on Sunday between those two teams, you know, when they play twice in the East. Let's talk about their defense, though, Baldy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Micah Parsons, he's got the footage out there. He's training in Austin or where the hell he is. He's running these, you know, these short shuttle runs, and he's showing how quick and fast he is. And then he comes out and says, yeah, I want to play like 8 positions and be all over the field. We know he's special. What else can he do? How is Dan Quinn going to achieve that? And then the back half of this defense was a problem last year, right? And then they went and got Gilmore. Diggs is there. I think they're improved on the back half of this defense.
No question. Now, I mean, they were a corner short. You know, they had injuries at that position last year. Deron Bland came in as a rookie, and, you know, he patchworked it. But, you know, Trayvon Diggs, at least for him, had a down year as far as numbers. But they were still at the top of the leaderboard with takeaways. In fact, nobody's even close to the Cowboys under Dan Quinn, taking the ball away the last 2 years. And Mike is a big part of it, the pressure that he applies. I think – Mozzie Smith is going to help this defense, you know, the defense tackle out of Michigan. You know, Mike is coming on with me next week in the NFL Network. We're going to do some Baldy's breakdowns with Mike on TV. I'm looking forward to it. You know, he doesn't have an interception. Like, he doesn't sleep good at night when he gets a hand on the ball. He's just one of these guys. Like, I could have had that pick. Like, yeah. those are the things. He could go get 2.5 sacks in a game, a forced fumble, and if he drops an interception, that's all he's thinking about. He's that type of player. I think this defense, their safety position is very good. Donovan Smith is a star that people don't talk about. He is a good player. Third year under Dan Quinn, and I do believe Michael will be all over the place.
Okay.
Because I just think you got to maximize his talents. And so he's going to be stronger and bigger this year. It should cause problems off the edge more than he's already created, which is, to me, he's the number one disruptor in his whole business right now. And that's not taking anything away from Max Crosby or Nick Bosa or TJ or anybody else. Like, he's just a disruption. I call him the MPP, the Micah Parsons problem. So, I think this defense has everything it takes to be really good.
Yeah, I do too. And it's funny because when Quinn got to Dallas, he talked about changing some things up. You know, that cover three, right, that they ran in Seattle, and then everybody else kind of adapted to that. And you really didn't bring pressure. You needed your front four guys to bring pressure to kind of be successful there. And he talked about, you know, changing some things up. And you see, he's blitzing more in Dallas. You talk about the turnovers. They're creating turnovers. So I think we talk about coaches evolving. I think Dan Quinn has done that from the defensive side to, hey, I really like what we do here with this cover three, but how can we evolve it and make it better? But, you know, Baldy, you still have to have dudes, right? You got to have players. And he's got some dudes on defense, which helps.
Well, you know, I wish people could sit down with Stephon Gilmore and just see how smart of a player he is. I mean, from reading routes to understanding situations to knowing when to gamble to, like, just literally disrupting the play at the line of scrimmage. Like, he is a difference maker. Now, there's not many corners that have been the defensive player of the year.
Right.
Like, he's that – I mean, that's – that ability is real. And I don't think – like, he never missed a game in his career at South Carolina. He's missed very few games in the NFL. I know he did have a couple injuries at Carolina. But he's largely been a very healthy player. Knows how to take care of himself. Like, he's going to make everybody in that secondary better because of his overall intelligence and how he looks at the game. I remember him telling me one time – I was watching him against Daniel Jones, and he drops this interception, should have been a pick six. And the thing that upset him the most wasn't the drop, which it did, but it's like, look, Baldy, I did everything right. I read the route. I knew the situation. I knew what Daniel Jones was going to, and I dropped the freaking ball. Mm. Like, everything I did preparation-wise to put myself into that position, I did right. The easy thing, I did wrong. By dropping the ball. So, that's just one player. A lot of them feel that way. But Gilmore brings that type of a mentality to your defense. It was a good sign by them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.